Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Did you know that there is a natural progression of the real estate investor? Yeah, that's right. There is a certain transition that you go through when you make the decision to become a real estate investor. And we're going to get into that on today's show. But before I do, what I'd like you to do is get a pen and paper out, and I want you to write this down. Ask Al at luinc.com. That's ask Al at luinc.com. So it's ask, A-S-K, Al, my first name, all one word, at luinc, stands for Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated.com. The reason I want you to write that down is if you have a question about real estate investing. Maybe there's a topic you would like me to cover on the air. Maybe there's something that you're not quite sure of the answer on. You know, maybe you've gone out on the internet and you've done a bunch of research and you can't quite pinpoint what right looks like. Because there's a lot of information out there. I mean, there really is. I was looking earlier today at articles that talk about how to become a real estate investor. And I'll tell you what, there's everything from the actually good advice to, oh my God, what was this person thinking advice? And everything in between. And what's most important is that you fill your mind with accurate information. You don't want to fill your mind with hearsay. You don't want to fill your mind with innuendo. You don't want to fill your mind with bad stuff. You really don't, because that stuff will rattle around in your brain and it will cause you problems. To be honest with you, what you really need to do is you need to join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, and you need to get a qualified education on how to be a real estate investor. It just kind of makes sense. I mean, you think about it. If you wanted to be a pilot, would you just get behind the controls of a plane and figure it out on the way, you know, down the runway? Hopefully, maybe you take off, maybe you don't. That's not the way to do it. I mean, if you want to be a pilot, you're going to go to a school that teaches you how to become a pilot. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. Also, you know, think about, what if you wanted to be a doctor? Or think about it this way. What if your doctor didn't graduate from medical school? What if they didn't have the proper training necessary to provide treatment for whatever ails you? That would be a huge problem, wouldn't it? Well, the same thing happens in real estate investing. I mean, you can follow the junk drawer approach. And to me, the junk drawer approach is this. You go out and you get a piece of information here. You get a piece of information there. You don't necessarily qualify that information. And you just kind of assemble it together and think that you're moving forward with the right game plan and the right solutions. And you might be, or you might not be. You know, I think it's better to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. I think it is very, very important to do that, because then you are surrounding yourself with people that are doing the same things that you're doing. And more importantly, you're going to surround yourself with people that have been there before you, who have achieved what you're trying to achieve. And you're allowed to emulate them. I mean, that's kind of the way it works. You know, at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's part of our concept. We have kind of a multi stage approach to helping you succeed as a real estate investor so that you can change your life using the passive income that comes from real estate when you correctly invest in it. You know, that multi-pronged approach, well, it's just this. I'll tell you what it is. The first thing is you have to have an education. You have to have a qualified education that will focus you on the right types of assets to invest in and give you the techniques and procedures in order to invest correctly. You need a mentor. Whether you obtain the services of somebody that does that as a profession, or you find somebody on your own who's been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and they're willing to show you the ropes, however you choose to find a mentor, you need to have one of those people. You have to surround yourself with like-minded people, people that you can share information with, people that you can bounce ideas off of, people that have a firm foundation in a similar education that you've received. That way you're talking the same language, you're discussing things the same way. You also need to build a team. You have to surround yourself with people that are skilled in the areas where you may or may not have the proper training. It's very important to have the right people on your team. You know, whether it is an attorney, make sure you have an attorney that is grounded in real estate. Maybe it's a CPA. Make sure you have a CPA that understands what you are doing from an investment standpoint. You see, not all attorneys and not all CPAs are created the same. They're not. They all specialize in different ways. Maybe you need a general contractor, or if you're going to act as your own general contractor, that's okay. We'll show you how to do that, but you're going to need to surround yourself with the right trades in order to support your real estate investing efforts. It's just the way it works. So when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into the natural progression of the real estate investor. And if you want to shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com, feel free to do so. Back after this.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're going to talk about the natural progression of the real estate investor. There is a process that you follow, and there is a transition that occurs in your life when you're investing in real estate correctly. So we're going to get into it on today's show. In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And by the way, if you haven't read the book, I recommend you go out and get yourself a copy. It is a very, very good read. It will help you shape your mind and focus you towards the objectives that you're trying to achieve. But in his book, Stephen Covey introduces a model that he calls the maturity continuum. He says that we are born as dependents, meaning we rely on others to meet our most basic needs. As we mature, we become independent. We are self-sufficient, and productive in our own right. However, independence is not the gold standard of adulthood. Covey goes on to say this. He says that human beings are interdependent by nature. We need to establish mutually beneficial relationships to achieve an end goal that is greater than that achieved independently. Now, what if we applied Stephen Covey's maturity continuum to real estate investing? The natural progression of the real estate investor is a journey from dependence to interdependence and demonstrates how you can retire with real estate investments. So let's talk about the concept of dependence. When you are dependent, you normally have a job with an employer other than yourself. So the questions that come up are these. Do you have the ability to negotiate for a pay raise? Yes, you do have the ability to do that, but keep in mind, you are not in control. You are dependent on someone else to determine whether you'll get a raise each time you ask. Can you make a difference in your job? Of course you can. But what happens when you make it look easy? Yeah, the business rules, they change on you. They do. Maybe they cut your territory. Maybe, you know, they take away members of your staff. Maybe your quotas become larger. I mean, there are all kinds of things that could happen. I mean, after all, you're making it look too easy, so they need to pile more on you or take some away from you because apparently you have too many resources. A lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Look, no one is denying that you can make a lot of money with a job. You can. However, you'll never be independent. Corporate America has control over how much money you make and when you can take your vacation time. You will always be trading time for money, which leaves little time to enjoy a balanced lifestyle and to build a legacy. So where does real estate investing fit into the progression from dependence to independence? Well, when you start investing in real estate, you start on a path to independence. And before I get into independence, what I'd like to do is I'd like to share with you an event that we host at Lifestyles Unlimited. It is a members-only event, but it's the only members-only event that we offer that allows us as members to invite guests. It's the only time we can bring somebody in to show them what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And we call this event Case Study. Now, we have case studies just about every Thursday this month, and we've got one coming up this Thursday. And what I'd like to do is I would like to invite you to be my guest at Case Study. So you're thinking, okay, that's cool. I'd love to do that. How do I get involved? How do I get registered for that event? Pretty easy. Remember in the last segment, I had you write down askal@luinc.com. Yeah. Shoot me an email and just tell me you would like to be enrolled for the upcoming case study. And what I will do is I'll make the arrangements for you to be registered, and you'll have the opportunity to come listen to what our members are doing with regards to real estate investing. In other words, you know, how they're moving from dependence to independence to interdependence. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we do at Case Study is we open up our books. We show you exactly what real estate deals look like. We show you how we found the property, how we acquired the property. We talk about what we did to rehabilitate the property, if it was necessary for rehab. Most of the properties we buy do require some amount of rehab because we look for distressed properties. It's just part of our business model. And then we talk about how we brought members of our team on board to assist us with getting all of the work done, because we work on our businesses. We don't work in our businesses. Not that, you know, swinging a hammer or rolling a paint roller is beneath us, because it's not. But it's much more effective when we bring in skilled people to do the work rather than have us do the work ourselves. Yeah, that's part of the business philosophy. We also will show you what the financials look like on that particular property. In other words, we're going to open up the books and we're going to show you everything. We're going to show you the returns that we make on these investments so that you can see the power of real estate investing. And you can see in your mind the fact that those properties are producing passive income, which is cash flow, which is the key thing that you need in order to establish a solid business in real estate. Now, we always start off with two members who talk about single family. And then we transition to a third member that talks about a multifamily deal. So what we have for this Thursday is we have Jonathan and Amy. They're going to talk about a single family deal that they did. And when Jonathan and Amy realized that normal meant working and saving into their 60s, they researched where wealthy people and politicians were investing their money, and they caught on to real estate. And through the education and mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited, they now have options to actually retire their kids while they're still young. And at this Thursday's case study, they're going to present a property that produces a monthly cash flow of $280 a month. And get this, was successful in creating a $60,000 equity capture. We'll be back right after this.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So in the last segment, I was talking about Jonathan and Amy and the fact that they're going to present at the upcoming case study one of the properties that they acquired that produces monthly cash flow of $280, and they were able to capture $60,000 in equity in this property, which means that they've done a really good job. And they're gonna show you how they did it. They're going to show you what they did to achieve it. And they're not going to hold anything back, because that's how we do business at Lifestyles Unlimited. One of the things I wanted to add was that their game plan is this. They plan to continue buying one single family house each year while moving into multifamily investments, with the goal of having passive investments in four apartment communities by the end of next year. That's their game plan. They're a young couple, and I'll tell you what, they are doing the right things. They're going to be on the fast track to retirement, and before you know it, they're going to achieve it. But what we're talking about is the natural progression of the real estate investor, and it's time to talk about the second phase, the independence phase. Many people with jobs first approach real estate as a way to diversify their investment portfolios. And maybe that's what you were thinking about. Maybe you're stuffing money into the 401k or the IRA or whatever. I get that. I've been there. I've done that. Well, not the 401k. I didn't have access to one of those, but I did have access to the IRAs. But Lifestyles Unlimited members are taught that they can achieve independence, in other words, freedom from corporate America or whomever you are working for, through acquiring, renovating, and renting out single-family homes. Establishing recurring rental property income from multiple single-family homes provides you freedom of choice. We have many Lifestyles Unlimited members who are able to retire and do so because it's their choice. Some choose to retire within 5 years of joining our program because they've created the conditions in order to do that. Others, they choose to continue to work and do what they love because it's a way of funding more investments. I mean, you know, once you have brought enough money into your household through your investments, and that money, that passive income coming in, is offsetting your ordinary expenses, you've effectively retired yourself. So you go back to work on your terms and your conditions. You know, there is a huge difference between enjoying going to work and having to go to work. So, you know, I guess the question I have for you is, which phase are you in right now? Are you enjoying going to work, or do you have to go to work? Once you are no longer dependent on a paycheck, a 401k, an IRA, or a pension for your retirement, you are truly free to spend more time with your family, take a vacation whenever you want, volunteer to support a cause that you believe in, lead a healthier lifestyle. I mean, the list really goes on. And many of our members are independent because they learned the basics of real estate investing and generate passive income from a portfolio of single family homes. I mean, we have a whole bunch of them. As a matter of fact, at the upcoming case study, which, by the way, if you want to attend the case study, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Let me know you want to attend the next case study, and I'll make those arrangements for you to get enrolled. And I'll tell you what, when you sit through the case study, your eyes are going to open wide. You will experience information like you've never experienced it before. And it's going to be a really, really cool event for you if you've never attended one. Now, at the case study, we have a young lady by the name of Katie who will present one of her single family properties. And let me give you some background on Katie. She was looking for a way out of the rat race as an IT sales rep when she heard about investing in real estate. And after she connected with us at Lifestyles Unlimited, she joined the Real People with Real Results Club this year. And the single family property she's sharing at case study has a monthly cash flow of $645. That gives her a annual cash on cash return of 25.9%. So the question I have is this: are you making 25.9% return on your money? I mean, these are great numbers. She's really done a great job. When you annualize that $645 a month that she's receiving in passive income, she's effectively given herself a $7,740 a year raise. Yeah. And that's just with one property. You know, her game plan is to retire in the next 3 to 4 years. And let me quote her. She says, "I am in control of my own financial future and empowered to create the kind of life I want on my own terms." Man, can you imagine that? Can you imagine yourself being in a position where you can do the things that you want to do based on your terms and conditions? Well, I'll tell you what, Katie is working her way there. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, real estate investing is not it's not like instant soup. You just don't add water, put it in the microwave, and it's done and you've achieved it. Real estate investing will take some effort on your part. You will have to get yourself educated. You will have to build a team around you. You will have to find a qualified mentor. But when you have all of those things in place, the possibilities, well, they're unlimited for you. And one of the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we make all of those elements available to you We do. It's part of the membership program. You see, we're, and that's a key point right there. Let me stall out for a minute and let me talk about that. Everything that Lifestyles Unlimited does is focused on its members. It's a membership-based organization. So it's not Del Walmsley saying, well, I'm going to create a real estate investing school and I'm going to make like gobs of money off of all the people that join. That's not the way things work at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, sure. Del Walmsley put the program together almost 30 years ago. As a matter of fact, we're going to celebrate our 30th anniversary in a couple of weeks. I mean, we've been doing this for a very long time, and we have been helping people like Katie get themselves retired one house or one property at a time. And the key thing about Lifestyles Unlimited is that the business model is focused on the member. We are all about providing you the right education in order for you to be successful in real estate. We're providing you an environment where you can get together with like-minded people. You can network with those people. You can get to know them. You can share their stories. I mean, it is really, really cool. I have made so many friends through the Lifestyles Unlimited community, you know, and these are people that I can reach out to when, you know, I need to and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I mean, as a matter of fact, if you've been following this show, you know that I'm in the process of selling three of my properties. And what I plan to do is combine the proceeds from those properties and move the proceeds tax deferred into a follow-on property. And I'm going to do that using a 1031 exchange. Now, there's no shortage of people that I know at Lifestyles Unlimited that can tell me what their experience was. And we'll be back right after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the last segment of the show. And we're talking about the natural progression of the real estate investor. You know, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey points out that there's a thing called the maturity continuum. He basically says that we're born as dependents, relying on others to meet our most basic needs. And as we mature, we become independent, meaning we become self-sufficient and productive in our own right. However, independence is not the gold standard of adulthood. What we seek to achieve is interdependence. And Covey points out that human beings are interdependent by nature, meaning we need to establish mutually beneficial relationships to achieve an end goal that is greater than what is achieved if we try and do it alone. And I'll tell you what, the way we do business at Lifestyles Unlimited, I mean, as members of the organization, we help you achieve interdependence with your real estate investing. You know, owning a portfolio of single family homes really can only take you so far when you want financial freedom. I mean, you're still trading a little bit of time for money. Now, albeit a whole lot less time than if you were actually working in a job. You know, when I interviewed Josh last week, you know, he's got something like, I don't know, 46 homes, single family homes. He also has some small apartment communities, and he's also invested in multifamily. He told me, because I asked him, I said, how much time do you actually spend a month managing your properties? And he said, 3 to 4 hours. I said, a month? He said, yeah, 3 to 4 hours a month. It doesn't take that long. It really doesn't. Once the ball is rolling, the ball is rolling. One of the things that can impact you when you're growing a portfolio of single family properties is that banks will, in some cases, try and limit the number of loans that you can have, which ultimately would limit the number of houses you can buy. Now, not all lenders do that. We have a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited vendors that are focused on as loan brokers. So they scour all the different programs that are out there, and they bring you the best possible solutions based on your particular needs. But for these reasons, and for other reasons, many Lifestyles Unlimited members either transition from single family to multifamily investments, or they just skip single family altogether and they immediately begin investing in multifamily apartment communities. Now think about it. Due to the economies of scale, it's actually easier and it can be more profitable to manage one 100 unit apartment community than 100 individual single family homes. Now, we do have a member who lives in San Diego that I know of, and she owns, I think the last I heard, she was up to 110 single-family homes, and all of those homes are in the Texas market. She's never been there. She's never seen them other than what is sent to her by members of her team. She doesn't fly out to Texas to visit the properties. She doesn't even fly out to Texas to acquire and rehab the properties because she has built a solid team of people to do that. But independence is achieved when you invest in apartment communities because now you own and control a business. That business itself is the apartment community. And that business has the capability to hire employees to manage the business on a day-to-day basis. So each apartment community will continue to pay you whether you work there every day or you don't. Because when you have the right people on your staff, when you have the right people on your team, that frees up your time. The potential to build true wealth is unlimited when you achieve interdependence. You can buy as many apartment communities with groups of qualified investors as you'd like because the bank makes the loan determination based on the value of the business, not your credit. Yeah, that's the big difference between multifamily and single family. With single family, the banks, you know, or the lenders, they want to see your credit. They want to know how many properties you have. Some may want to limit you because, you know, they think, well, if you have too many, that could become a little more risky. But they change their tune when you get over to the multifamily side because the multifamily properties are evaluated using a different formula. The formula that we use is net operating income divided by the prevailing cap rate for that asset gives you the value. And we teach you everything you need to know in order to do that stuff. You know, it's pretty interesting. I mean, for these reasons alone, most of the millionaires that are out there have made their money from real estate. Now, there's another element that I think is very, very important, and it's the concept of giving back. And we believe that the best way to achieve interdependence is to learn from someone who is interdependent. That's the secret to Lifestyles Unlimited member success. We teach people how to invest in real estate, and once successful, we ask them to give back to our community of like-minded investors. So when we have members sharing their experiences, locating, evaluating, negotiating, financing, closing, rehabbing, leasing, and managing properties so that other people like you have the potential to learn from their successes. And our members are happy to share those details because someone did the exact same thing for them. They learned from the experiences of those who came before them. And giving back is one of our foundational, fundamental core competencies to what we do as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, we believe that new members should learn from the success of others rather than reinvent the wheel. And, you know, I guess the choice is yours. You can work hard, retire, and hope you die before your money runs out, or you can live the life that you want. And we will teach you how to become interdependent through real estate investing. And you can progress at your own pace from a starting point that makes sense to you and ultimately help you secure your future. Now, at the case study we have coming up, we have a multifamily presenter, and it's Mike and Jen. And 5 years after Mike and Jen started investing in single family homes, Mike has retired himself from the income streams created from his real estate investing. Pretty cool stuff, isn't it? He's looking to transition into multifamily communities. You know, together, when they joined Lifestyles Unlimited, they decided that they wanted to fast track their family to financial freedom. So at the case study, what they plan to do is they're going to open their doors, so to speak, to their portfolio. And they're going to present a 120 unit multifamily property that they purchased back in 2018. And this property has projected returns of 114%, which is equal to $5.5 million in gains that they have achieved over a 3-year period. They're selling the very last of their single family houses, and their short-term goal is to purchase their third multifamily deal because they want to get to a target of 2,000 units. And long-term, they plan to pass on the entrepreneurial mindset to their kids. And their kids are, they're young kids. The other thing they want to do is they want to take an extended vacation to Europe. And, you know, they want to go get an RV and they want to spend time driving all across the United States, seeing everything that our country has to offer. And I'll tell you what, when you attend the case study event, you can ask questions. The questions are posed to them and they will answer those questions honestly and accurately, because there's no other reason to give you nothing but the God's honest truth, because, well, that's how you learn. That's the fundamental concept of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. So, you know, when you listen to Stephen Covey's concept that we're born as dependents, as we mature, we become independent, and then ultimately we focus on trying to become interdependent. Well, we have taken all of that and we have made it absolutely available to you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, for those of you that are trying to figure out, okay, how do I get started? How do I do this? Well, it's really quite easy. We offer virtual free workshops. We normally would do them live and in person, but with coronavirus, we can't. So what we need you to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for an upcoming event, and you will be amazed at the information that you receive. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.